Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We're talking about holidays. We're talking about holiday food collection and food distribution. We're visiting 3 years hence. It's kind of like doubling back and seeing how things are going. It's with the Marshall Food Prayer Pantry. I started to say food, but it's prayer pantry. And my co-host is Lee Swiegel. And Lee, welcome back to Strong Tower Radio.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
It was about 3 years ago when we did our first interview, and kind of refresh our listeners why you call it not a food pantry, but a prayer pantry.
Well, if we go back to about almost 4 years ago, we had a lady here named Donna, and she would give out clothing and give food out just a little bit here and there. And then she ended up getting cancer and passed on. And then we as a board decided to pick up a little bit. We just kept praying about it. And then it went to, okay, we're going to do some food. But then we just got deeper and deeper, and we're like, we just don't want to be a food pantry. We got to give spiritual food. So we went from there and really prayed about it. And with praying about it, we've called it the prayer pantry, because everybody that comes through our drive-thru, we ask them if they would like prayer. And when we took it that way, it's done so much, it's grown so much, and God has just totally provided for it.
So you're basically just floating downstream, and the stream is moving pretty fast.
Oh, it's moving real fast.
Absolutely. Hey, Lee, would you have a word of prayer for our listeners, and to just kind of set the tone for our listeners and for the Holy Spirit, because your ministry has a spiritual side. You want to bring people to Jesus.
Amen. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, we humbly come before you. We lay every bit of this prayer pantry at your feet, Lord. We want to just totally glorify your name in everything we do. When we serve these people spiritually and with food, we want to glorify your name. Let us keep doing that. Let everybody that we're reaching out here know that no matter how small they may seem, they can do great things with you holding their hand. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Now, Lee, is there joy in service?
Oh, tremendous amount of joy. It is just overwhelmingly to see the people come through here crying, down and out, leaving them with prayer, smiling, laughing. You can't get no better than that.
When you're meeting needs, it's a win-win. I've often said that when you're doing God's work, everybody gets blessed.
Amen. I think we get so much more than they do. When we leave here, we're exhausted, but we get our batteries, we empty it, and God fills it. That's our spiritual stuff, too, because when we're going car to car and we're talking to everybody and we think we're helping them, but really God is pointing the fingers right back at us and saying, see, you needed this one. You needed this one.
Amen. Now, you do this holiday food distribution, but you run all year round.
Yes. We have the philosophy, we don't know where the money's coming from, we just know God's going to provide. Our whole thing is, we empty it, God will fill it. In 4 years' time, he's never let us run out. We look at the budget, we know it's not there, but he never lets it run out, and we always have food, and we always have spiritual material to give the people, and we always have people out there serving, no matter what it looks like there isn't going to be anybody.
This is a non-denominational. It's the fact is you're just sharing Christ with them, and you want the joy of Christ to enlighten the people that you serve, and that's why you're there.
Yes, we have a motto around here that Jesus loved everybody, but what it is love them where they're at, not where we think they get. And when we do that, we're not judging, we're just feeding, and we're not judging, we're just praying. And when we do that, we just reach out, and everybody just comes alongside, and we got people just pulling up, there you are, and each member around here, they're just happy to see them, happy to laugh and carry on with them. And they get that 5 minutes at the car window with each one of us, and they're just laughing like we're old buddies forever.
And I assume you do this on a monthly basis, is that correct?
We do it on a weekly basis.
Weekly basis, wow. So your friends know who you are.
Oh, yes, they do. And even the people that don't come inside the walls of our church, we will see through the gates of heaven because they tell everybody that their church is Marshall Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah, even though they don't attend regular. Wow, wow. Talk about identification. So how big is the activity, the food distribution during the year? And then we'll come to the holiday, which is our theme, and everybody's thinking about, you know, basically Thanksgiving baskets and Christmas baskets. But you have a mission all year. Hunger is 365 days a year.
Yes, that's our theme, is we have to eat them, because, and it's really the spiritual food, because we feed them, God provide it. But when we feed them spiritually, we know that they're going to grow. But 365 days a year, they need to be fed. People go to different ones. You can have it once a month. But we know families have to eat every week. And by God providing every week, the least we can do is try to be here, have our bells on, where we're putting the best face forward when we don't feel like it. We're praying to God, just give us the smiles, give it. And He just does it. But these people need us so much, but they really need us to lead them to God.
So Lee, with this weekly service, I assume that every week it's sunny and it's 65 to 75 degrees.
Well, I like your outlook on that. We'll pray for that. But when it's sleeting and snowing and storming rain, we had a volunteer that went out and bought us a little tent that we can put up for the rain, and we can put the boxes underneath, and so the food don't get all wet, but we still stand out in the rain where we get wet. But it's when we're serving God, He went and took it to the cross for us. So when He took it for the cross, the least we can do is stand out in whatever weather it is and just serve Him.
So you have kind of like a drive-through, is that with a tent there, and you pick up the baskets and hand them to the people?
Yes. What we do is we have a drive-through. We have our church parking lot, and we've made a little drive out to the thing, and they come around one side outlet and go out to the outlet. And as they come around, they come to the car, and we have them, and then we have Bob, which is here, and he'll do his share, and he can tell you about that in a minute. And as he does his, then they move up to us, and then one person will load them with, ask how much they need, how many families they got, because we do not discriminate on any level. If they need more than one box, and just because their numbers aren't right, we will throw an extra box in. We don't care. We empty it, God fills it. So then they come right through the drive-thru, and then they hit either my boy, Flo, or me, and somebody's praying with them all the way. And a lot of times we'll have our pastor, or we have another guy named Ron, and everybody comes through there. And a lot of times they're getting two and three prayers down through this thing, and they're loving it. They're laughing. I mean, we've got a Zoom on Thursday night. We got people coming to Zoom off of this. We've had a couple baptisms that have come in here. Bob has come through here. So there's so many different things that we're doing that it flows because God's hand's doing it. It's not because of us.
Amen. Well, introduce your team. I know Damien's there. I met him 3 years ago, and you got Bob, and you've got Flo. So go ahead and direct it on your side of the phone.
Okay. Well, first I'm going to put Damien, and then he can tell you a little bit about his part and how he contacts with the people. And then we'll go from there to Bob and then to Flo.
This is Damien with the Marshall Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Yeah, tell us about your role. I guess we're doing it basically once the people drive into the church community service parking lot. Are you the first person they meet?
90% of the time, that's the case. Yes, for sure. And usually through our drive-through, we have our Bob Merwin, which is our paperwork and our processing. And then we have Flo, who comes in there and brings the boxes. And then usually my father or Ron will be out there praying with everybody who allows us to pray with them.
Okay, so they drive up, and how do you, if I just drove up in my vehicle, what would you tell me, Damien?
I would say, welcome to the Marshall Seventh-day Adventist Prayer Pantry. Have you been here before? And usually with our being open every week, we can tell when somebody's new, and usually one of our team members will let us know that somebody's new, and we will give them extra care and show them what everything's about. And if they decide they want to volunteer, it's as simple as just stopping in and showing up right before noon, and it's a pretty laid-back process.
Well, very good. So I'm a first-time visitor. What do you tell me?
I say welcome to the Marshall ACS Prayer Pantry. I'm Damien, the Associate Director. How may I help you?
And I say, I'm here to get food.
And I say, how many's in the household?
And I'll say four.
And then I'll work with the team, and we'll see exactly how many members are in there. And if it's for two families, we make sure that we have adequate enough to make sure that the family can survive for at least another week until we're open again, which is what our pantry has been known for, is the unlimited welcoming service, Christ-like. And we go out there with Christ at our forefront and trying to love our neighbor right where they're at, no matter where they're at.
So, Damien, you're going to tell me to pull ahead and see Bob, right?
Actually, Bob will be before. So Bob will be already in the line, already taking information. So by the time you get up to me, we'll already know everything that you need, and we'll basically just be able to focus on how your day is.
All right. And you've already got a few smiles. Bob, of course, is friendly. And so how does the information get from Bob to Damien?
He yells it usually.
That's very informal.
Well, we thought about walkie-talkies, but most of the time we can make eye contact with each other, and he'll do a three-box sign, or usually most of the time he comes right up and he lets me know. We're very clear, and information is serving our community is the greatest thing that we can do, and we all appreciate the opportunity that God has given us to be able to serve the community.
I can't wait to talk to Bob. Will you put Bob on the phone?
Here he is.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Basically, Damien covered it. The thing that I do, I view myself as a greeter, and I try to make them feel welcome. And then I have to ask how many families are picking up. They can pick up for two or three or more. I think generally it's the most they've ever picked up is about six or seven families. And then they have to fill out a form. We have no requirements as far as, they don't need to show me a driver's license or anything. They just say, my name is John Smith, and I've got three families, and then they write it down how many are each family. And then I take the information, and I give it to both Lee or Damien, either one.
Fantastic.
And a little bit as well. We might talk, how's your day going? And they'll say, good. And every once in a while today, I had a couple people say, thank you for what you're doing. And I'm sure that that was meant for not only me, but for everybody else.
Absolutely. You know, during COVID, they realized that the social interaction, that we all have social. And I wonder if you're actually part of that social network, that these people may or may not have anybody that talks to them. Just sometimes people go to the barber or go to the beautician just to have somebody talk to them.
Yes, that's a very good possibility, because they're not only going to talk to me, they're going to talk to Damien or Lee, Flo, when she comes out. They all want to talk. They really like to have the prayers said.
Amen. Well, I can't wait to talk to Flo. Could you put her on the phone?
Hi, this is Flo.
Hi, Flo. How do you fit into this formula?
Oh, I'm just sort of that person that's, oh, I need you to do this, or I need you to do that kind of person.
No, you're the...
Out, back and forth. We got carts. They give me a cart, and we put them on there, and then we take them out. But we really have gotten to know these people. A lot of them come back every week, so they're like friends now that come in.
Without sharing any names, or you could use pseudonyms, is there a story that warms your heart and is the reason why you come out on a cold, rainy, sleety day?
Yeah, there's a couple that come that are medically having a lot of problems, and they just say how much the prayers have helped them, and they really feel like it's got them through the surgeries they had to have. And so they've been coming for, I don't know, at least 2 years, and we see them almost every single week, except if they're in the hospital. And they came in last week, and she was crying because her husband was having some heart issues. And it just makes me feel good that they feel like the prayers are doing them good. Hey. I think the prayers do them good.
Amen.
But she realized
Amen. Could you give me back to Lee? Our time is going so quickly. Okay. Thank you so much, Flo. Lee, give our listeners an idea of how this has grown. You know, you've given me some a little bit of how the curve has gone of people that you've served for this Thanksgiving drive-through baskets or boxes. Give our listeners that same view. And we have many, many more. The last time I talked to you, we probably had half the listening audience. So you've got to educate the other half and give an update to our faithful listeners.
Okay. Well, it's come a long way. It come from the 25, roughly, and then next year it went up, and then it's went up the third year, and then now this last year it went up to 758 full Thanksgiving meals. So when we mean a full Thanksgiving meal, if we're going to eat it at our house, I expect not to eat at my house unless the other people are fed, our community. So we give the full turkey, and then we give the stuffing, the potatoes, the butter, we even give a pie or cookies, gravy. We give the mashed potatoes and vegetables. We give everything that they can have, rolls, for a full Thanksgiving meal. We've had them step out from one lady that took the food down, asked if she could take an extra thing, and took it all the way to Nebraska to a daughter she hasn't talked to in years. And she said now she comes and thanks our parapantry for giving food because she didn't have it, that she took all the way down there, and now her and her family are reunited.
Whoa.
So this really, really works. God bless us. We take this all over Michigan and a little bit in Indiana. Somebody calls, they need it. I got two small churches that have got a hold of us with about 20 members apiece. And we are going to be giving them, each one of their members, because pretty poor communities, and we're giving them the whole full meals. And I'm going to deliver that. One's in Angola, that'll be in Michigan. And so we just got to reach out and just sit there and say, God, we empty it, God fills it. We look at our budget, and we see nothing in there. And God never lets run out.
Well, Lee, we're doing this far enough ahead. We're going to be airing this the week of November 16th. What can our listeners do? You know, when the saying is out there that what you subsidize, you get more of, and what you tax, you get less of. But we want to subsidize you. And so how can our listeners help you, help others, and keep that pantry full?
All I really can say is just donations. I never say this, because I always take it to God in prayer, and I say whatever they put on your heart, God will do it, because I never can say a number, because I want to limit God. We did 758. Everybody says we'll probably do less, and I says I believe our God will go bigger, and he will. I really believe he's going to go bigger with this. I just know that this is his. So the only thing I can say is donations. I don't know how much. It's all people want to sit there and put on, God puts on their heart, because it's between them and God. But I'll tell you a little story. I come up to my church the other day, and I'll try to make it quick, and there was a pile of pennies in our bushes right next to the thing there, and just all roted up pennies, and I picked every one of them out of the mulch, and I put them in the bag, and I went and prayed over them, and I asked God to multiply them, and I put them in our prayer pantry's budget. And I believe by giving any little thing, like it says in the Bible, it doesn't matter the least of them, just give anything, God blesses this and multiplies it. And it just, no matter what it is, it's he takes care of this church, and he does it through whoever decides to drop something off. So I don't know more to say, because all I do is take it to prayer to him, and he does whatever he's going to do.
Amen. I understand Damien is going to give us the information so our yes. listeners can hold up your hands and make sure the pantry is filled. So Damien, give us the contact information so our listeners can help you out.
The contact information for donation is marshallcommunityservice.org. The address, if you wanted to come drop off a donation, is 1115 Verona Road in beautiful Jews, Marshall, Michigan, or 1115 Verona Road, Marshall, Michigan. And anything that God places on your hearts, we will redirect it back into our community.
Very good. And it's the marshallcommunityservices.org, and there is a place to donate at that site. Well, Lee, thank you so much. It's glad to see this update, and God bless you and Flo and Damian and Bob. Keep up the good work. You're giving us a benchmark for many other communities to do the same.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
We are just a small congregation, and there's so many little churches that are out here all over Michigan and everywhere else, and a lot of them are starting different pantries, whether it's a clothing one. There's one up in Kalkaska that's doing one for shampoos and toiletries and all this for kids in school. There's so many that are starting to grab onto. It doesn't have to just be food. There's so many other needs. And it's just one person starting it and asking God to truly bless it will make difference all over this world.
And give us your phone number. I know you did that 3 years ago. If anybody wants to come view you to watch your operation, or you can give them a little bit of advice.
Okay, it's 517-677-8310.
8310. Give that full telephone number one more time, please.
517-677-8310.
Very good. Well, thank you. The prayer pantry at Marshall Community Service Center. God bless you all.
God bless you guys.
Bye now.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087. On Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Mary Alice Holtz. She is the director of the Grand Ledge Adventist Community Service Center. And each year, they also do a Thanksgiving basket. Welcome, Mary Alice. This is not our first rodeo.
No, thank you, Tom. Good to be here.
We did a recording just when the leaves were coming out. It was one of the most beautiful spring days.
But, it was.
And you talked about your Thanksgiving basket. Give our listeners an idea about how you do it at your center.
Well, we work kind of in tandem with St. Michael's Church here in town. They have a list, which is the same as our list, of food that we put in the basket. And then they pass that out. People can pick it up when they come to church service there. And then we always set a date then when the people can bring it back, and that was this last weekend. We had they ended up with 48 baskets, plus there will be some money that they turn in towards our turkey. I don't purchase turkeys. I give a gift card for those turkeys. It's just easier than hauling them all around.
Yes, those big, heavy, cold turkeys.
Yeah.
And you have to store them. You told us about a miracle that was wonderful. They'll have to go back and listen to the Grand Ledge Adventist Community Service program to hear that story. But so you get together. You have the 48 baskets. You have a total of about 120 baskets that you'll be giving away. You've tried different methods, and you've got into a groove and figured out what works best, and that is that you have people coming in to get food on a regular basis, and just this time of year, it's time for the baskets. They've signed up for them, and you distribute them, avoiding to have the press of 100 or more people showing up or not showing up on the right day. Did I get that pretty close?
You did. Spot on, Tom.
All right. Praise the Lord. What is the joy about doing this? Why do you do it?
Well, I think we have the commission to go and help people, and that's what we hope to accomplish, that at this time of year when everybody is being grateful for our blessings, we're able to spread that blessing to those who might not have so much.
Absolutely.
And it is just a pleasure.
Absolutely. For those in the Grand Ledge area, is there anything that the community, our listeners, can do for you? You know, you've already put together the baskets, but giving season, we think about it as being more grateful at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, but you have needs all year round. Is there something that they can kind of pay it forward for the rest of the year? Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, we operate on donations. Our clothing is all donated. Our food is donated and purchased. So I know you don't get a warm fuzzy necessarily when you write a check, but that really is the best use of a donation, the best way to donate. We are purchasing through Meijer's wholesale products. We purchase from the Greater Lansing Food Bank, which is less than wholesale, obviously. I don't know exactly what they charge us, but it's not a whole lot. Where I always use the example of peanut butter. You know, we can get an 18-ounce jar of peanut butter for less than a dollar a jar. And if you go and buy that same jar at the store, it's probably going to be $4 or $5. So when you donate cash, it may not feel like you're giving as much as if you actually give us a jar of whatever food it may be. But your money goes farther.
So it's a better return on your donated dollar.
Right. Absolutely.
Well,
and we so appreciate our donations.
Is there anything, do you have an address or a telephone number, a website or a Facebook page that anybody, or just give us your address and people can drop on by?
We are at 4980 Burt Avenue in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Our phone number is 517-627-4348, and we're here on Tuesday from 10 to 5 and Thursday from 10 till 3, and we'd love to have you come and see us.
Yes, you can be either as donating or you take volunteers.
That's right. We've had an influx of new neighbors, clients coming to see us in the last 2 weeks.
Well, praise the Lord. And you can get that warm, fuzzy feeling of giving unto others, either in person or through your donations. Well, Mary, Alice, it's a pleasure. It's kind of coming full circle. We heard about the Thanksgiving event on the earlier recording, and now you're right in the midst of it. This is real time.
This is.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That is Mary Alice Holtz of the Grand Ledge Community Service Center at 4980 Burt Street in Grand Ledge, Michigan. And we talked to earlier the Marshall Prayer Pantry. And these are two wonderful organizations. If you want to get into the holiday spirit of giving and sharing, please contact these organizations. For Strong Tower Radio Feature, I'm your host, Tom Majeure. Until next time, God bless. Bye now.